Today's daf in Masechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Gimel, and we are holding at the boy Rebbe Zera. So we did most of this daf, and that's seven lines up from the bottom. Boy Rebbe Zera, very similar issue, because we've got a teenager when it comes to sheep as well. And that teenager is a special name, it's called a palgas, and the keves is the child of the sheep, and that is while it's within its first 12 months. The ayil is the adult of the sheep, and that's when it's after its 13th month, and the actual 13th month itself, from the age of 12 months to the age of 13 months, is a teenager, which is the period of actually reaching maturity. So it's the pubescent stage, and it also is not included. Well, exactly the same issue that we raised when it came to the teenager of the either of the Ben Yonah or the Torah, we have the same issue when it comes to the sheep. Of course, with the sheep, it's the same species. Don't get confused. By the Bnei Yonah and the Torim, it's two different species, and we're talking about the interim stage in two different species. Here we're talking about the teenage stage of a single species of sheep, which are children up until the age of 12 months, adults from the age of 13 months, and therefore they fall into the different categories of ayil or keves, which the Torah very clearly differentiates when it comes to what the nesachim are, as we read just yesterday in the Musafim. So we talked about what you bring for an ayil and what you bring from a keves. But what about the middle stage? What about the palgas? So what about that? So first, we'd like to discover whether it is included in one or the other dinim. But let's say somebody, same situation we had yesterday in Rova's question, Rebbe Zera arises today. Somebody says, I am going to bring an ayla, either from an ayil or from a keves. And he goes in and he brings a palgas. So what would be the din? I mean, is that sort of like a suffix? And I definitely was yotze either the ayil or the keves, or is it a actual no-no because the Torah was reminded? So let me clarify here. I've got to explain that I'm not asking this question according to Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you why, because I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan not to be ayilah. Rabbi Yochanan definitely holds that the palgas is considered to be its own separate named species, so to speak. If you want to call an ayil and a keves a different species, it's a different type of animal. And he says, it's not, he creeps, if you did bring a palgas, then the Torah adds a special type of the nesachim, which are the nisrei ayil, and it's definitely not considered to be either the keves or the ayil. And we learn out from the pasuk, as Rabbi Yochanan points out, why it is that we bring nisrei ayil. It's not because we're not sure and we want to say, well, if it's an ayil, at least I brought the ayil. If it's not an ayil, so then only the part that was necessary for the keves is what I'm bringing, and the rest of it is just a nedava. No, it's learned out from a pasuk, said Rabbi Yochanan. Since when it lists in the pasuk the various tinim, so it says ola ayil taseh minchasolet shnei asronim b'lalav Hashem, and so on and so forth. But ola ayil, that word ola ayil is always a riboy. And what is this ola ayil being marbe l'rabot tapalgas? So okay, so that means according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is a specific species, so to speak, that the Torah gave a type of nesachim for. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ola Ayel Rabotot HaPalgas. According to him, I can't ask whether I would be Yotze, because he's saying it's definitely not an Ayel and not a Keves. But I can ask according to Bar Pada, because Bar Pada says what you should do is you should bring the Nisrei Ayel and you should make a Tanai. So you make a condition and you say, if this is considered to be an Ayel, then I want all of these nesachim to be for this ayil. But if it's really a keves, so then one isorein should be, which is brought with a keves, should be for this animal. And the rest I'm just giving as an adava to be brought along, even though we learned before you cannot make an adava of something that is insufficient as one of the nesachim. But under these circumstances, as Tosis explains, if you're bringing it together with something that you aren't supposed to bring, you can bring it along with them. So now the question is, according to Bhagavata, what is the condition? Do I say, if it's an IO, then all of these nesachim go to an IO? And if it's a keves, then only one of the Israelites goes to the keves, and that's it? Or do I have to make a three-part condition? If it's an IO, then all of it goes to an IO. If it's a keves, then the part that's for a keves goes to a keves. And if it's neither an IO nor a keves, then I'm bringing this entire gift of nesachim as a nedava. That's my question. So according to Bar Pada, what is the status of the palkas? So he says, Maise, you have to bring the Niske Ayo, Umasne, but you have to make a condition. But he didn't explain what that condition is. So Miam Rinan, the Ayo of the Keves Matna, but the Birya Lo Matna, he has to indeed bring it and make it tonight. But maybe he only has to say either or. He doesn't have to say it should all be at a Dava if it's neither. Oh, Dilma, maybe he does have to make a three-part condition. If it's a keves, then fine, one goes to it. If it's an aisle, it all goes to it. And if it's a neither, then none of it goes to it, and it's just an adama. So, oh, Dilma, it could be that it's actually a birya, and it should be entirely an adama. Teku. So this remains a question, a standing question. By Rebbe Zera, I have a similar situation where, remember, we have a machlokas about same thing. There's a teenage stage, so to speak, when it comes to chometz. So we've got this middle stage when something is in the process of becoming chometz, and that is called si'ur, not to be confused with sa'or. Si'ur. It's the process of turning into the sa'or. So it's the si'ur stage. Now, the question is that stage, first of all, what precisely does that stage consist of? Well, that itself is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir says the minute that your dough turns colors and it blanches, so it turns white, at that point it's blanched, so then it's considered to be siur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. If it's just blanched, it's still considered to be perfectly good non-chametz, good dough for matzah. But the point at which it develops tiny cracks, well, that's the beginning of si'ur. There's a further machlokas, and that is, are you chayev any kind of diraisa on the si'ur? So according to Rabbi Meir, if you would eat the si'ur, you wouldn't be chayev karet, but you would be chayev malchus, which means that if you want that midiraisa, it is already considered to be similar to chometz. It's just not complete chometz, and therefore it's not included in the Issur Karis. Well, Shenken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even his extra later stage of si'ur is definitely not mechayev you anything. So that means there's two separate kulais that Rabbi Yehuda has over Rabbi Meir. First of all, he considers Rabbi Meir's stage of blanching to be completely irrelevant, and it's just still pure matzah. Furthermore, even his later stage of cracks developing in the surface of the dough is not a diraisa like chometz to be mechayev yumalkus. Okay, so now I want to raise the following question about that middle stage. And my question is, somebody says, I am giving a gift of lachmi teda, and as you know, 10 of the lachmi teda are chometz, and 30, consisting of three different types of tens, are matzah. So now he makes a commitment that he's going to give 10 lachmi teda, either chometz or matzah, and he brings si'ur. What would be the din? Was he yotze the chometz? Was he yotze the matzah, or was he yotze nothing? So here it's the same type of question we had before. What is the interim stage considered to be lahalacha? Now, wait a minute. You're throwing terms around over here, and you're not explaining them at all. I mean, there is siur of the stage of Rabbi Meir, which is blanching. There is siur of the stage of Rabbi Yehuda, which is cracking. And then there's the machlokas about what the din is of that siur. So, I mean, you're talking up in the air over here, Rabbi Zera. Who are you talking about over here? Which siur? Siur de Man? Siur the Rabbi Meir? You're asking if it blanched. Okay, according to whom are you asking? Are you asking according to Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's completely kosher matzah. So what's the issue? We know what the din is of the seor of the Rabbi Meir stage of blanching according to Rabbi Yehuda. And are we talking about seor of Rabbi Yehuda with tiny cracks? Rabbi Meir says that's total chametz. Well, you didn't tell me according to which shita and which seor you're talking about. So how am I supposed to address your question? If you're asking what the din would be of the blanched first level seor of Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, and you want to know whether you would be yotze, chametz, or matzah, well, if you get malchus for eating it, obviously it's called chametz. So, you know, why wouldn't you be yotze your lachmei Torah of chametz? If you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, now we're talking, because he says you don't get malchus. And the question is it because it's a suffix? So it's like, I'm not sure if it's chametz yet. It might still be matzah. So then, Mamanavshach, you said I'm going to bring either chametz or matzah. Fine. So then there's no problem. If it would be merely a suffix, then you would be nafik Mamanavshach. Odilma bir yahu velo nafik. Maybe it's a different type of thing. It is neither chametz or matzah, and therefore you wouldn't be yotze yolach meteda, because it doesn't fit the Torah's description of chametz, and it doesn't fit the Torah's description of lechem, of matzah. Hey, wait a minute. This is an impossible question. It's a ridiculous question. Did you forget the whole sugya we had back in Tzvachim, in Menachos? Ha'omer avuna, ha'omer ha'rei alay lachmei teda. What's the din? Somebody is mechayev himself a lachmei teda. He has to bring a teda and a lachmei teda. There's no such thing as bring lachmei teda. So what are you talking about? A guy said, I'm going to bring lachmei teda. You can't bring lachmei teda. He's going to have to bring the whole jazz anyway with all four different types. So what's your question? Once he was chayev in a teda and a lechem, and he has no idea whether what he brought was chametz, which now means he should bring the other three matzahs, or whether it's matzah, in which case he should bring the other two matzahs and one of chametz. So what's the difference? He's going to have to bring the teda of a lechem anyway, because he won't know. So what do I care if it's a suffix or not? It's irrelevant. No. The case is, he said, I am going to bring the necessary lachmei teda in order to potter Joe's teda. Joe right now heard my neighbor. He said he's going to bring a teda. I want to be able to have a little part of that. So I'm going to provide the seor, and it's going to potter this guy's teda. Excuse me? How is it going to potter the guy's teda if the other guy doesn't know what it is? He's going to anyway say, oh, man, what a jerk, that neighbor. I mean, I can't use this because I don't know whether I'm supposed to add more chametz or add more matzah. I have no idea what this is, so it doesn't do him any good. So if the netter was that I'm going to potter this other guy, well, he sure didn't do a very good job of pottering the other guy, because he doesn't know whether this is chametz and now he should bring the three matzahs, or whether it's a matzah and he should bring another chametz separately plus the other two matzahs. Okay. He didn't say the word liftar. You're right. He said, I'm going to bring these four so-and-so's toda. So he's not mechayev himself in a teda. So you're saying, oh, but the other guy can't use it. So what? I never said he should use it. I was just taking advantage of an opportunity to bring lachmei teda. That's all. That's the question that I raised. So do you know or don't you know? Stop trying to get me off of the question. Okay, Teiko, I don't know. But Lamaisa, we're not sure, therefore, a limiter of Yehuda, whether that seor, middle stage of the process of becoming chametz, is actually a suffix, and therefore it would be Mamanu Shakir, would be Yotzi's Neder, or whether it's clearly the equivalent of a different min, neither chametz nor matzah. So that means we've had the same question, Lagabi the Palgas, and Lagabi the teenage birds, and Lagabi, the middle stage of the chametz. Okay, great.